The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord. Last Sunday, Jesus sent out 72 disciples and told them to go and proclaim that the kingdom of God is at hand. And in my homily last Sunday, I gave you a challenge that we need to pray that we get 72 ministers between now and the end of September. Because Jesus in that gospel talks how the fields are ready for harvest, but the laborers are few, and he tells us to pray to the Lord of the harvest to send us workers. So you can do 2 things. Pray to God that he send us more workers to here at Holy Family, or be one of those 72 that Jesus is calling to send out between now and September. And I also talked about what does it mean to proclaim that the kingdom of God is at hand. Well, in today's gospel, in that parable that Jesus gives us, which we know it very well, the parable of the Good Samaritan, gives us an idea and understanding what does Jesus mean about the kingdom of God being at hand. Let's first look at the scholar himself who can ask this question and leads to Jesus giving us the parable. He asked Jesus, "What is the greatest commandment?" Or actually, he asks him, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" Then he follows up by saying, "Who is my neighbor? I and my." What's interesting at the end, how Jesus responds to him. He doesn't say, "Well, this is your neighbor." He says, "Who are you neighbor to?" Who was the neighbor to the victim of the robbers? In the kingdom of heaven, there is not I or me. There's always the other. Everything is in relationship to the other because love is about the other person. If it's just about me, that's then selfishness. It's not true love. I and me. And Jesus says, who do you think acted as a neighbor to the victim's robber? It's always about the other in the kingdom of God. And then Jesus tells us another thing in the gospel, is that in the kingdom of God, it's not about right knowing, but it's about right living. The scholar of the law obviously knew the answer to the question. But that wasn't the point. Was he living what he knew? Jesus tells him, do this and you will live. He answers, the gospel says, go and do likewise, do. The kingdom of God is about doing what we know. Doing love, not just saying, well, yeah, I love everyone. I love God. But what can we point to show that we're really, what we're doing shows our love to our neighbor, to God, and to ourselves? It's moving from right knowing to right doing. We know a lot of things, but also many times we don't act on what we know. Then let's look at the parable. We have many characters in the parable. We have the priest and the Levite, who you'd think those will be the ones to help the victim, but they don't. They just look the other way and cross to the other side. That's not what it means to be a citizen of the kingdom, to pass the buck or to ignore the issues, the situations, to ignore those who need us. It's about doing what we know. And that happens to everyone. I've been in the States for 46 years, and for my first 40 years, I lived either in the small college towns or in the suburbs. You know, I was in Whittier, in Glendale, in Santa Clarita, before I came, you know, to a Holy Family. Till about 5 years ago, when I got my job as the Vicar General, I had to go down to the administrative building of the Archdiocese on Wilshire and Vermont. So I had to drive from La Quinada every day and drive back. I took the 2 and then Glendale Avenue to Alvarado, and then from there made my way. And you know, living or driving in the city, I didn't even live in the big city, it's totally different. You know, there's like buses everywhere. There's pedestrians crossing streets. You gotta be careful. You can't just turn on green because some people might be crossing the street. There's cars double parked. And you see a lot of homeless. Yeah, we have them in South Pasadena. We had them in those other places. But, you know, it's not something you see every day, everywhere you go. And especially on the intersection of Glendale and Alvarado and Temple and Alvarado, and those are big, you know, intersections, there's always someone, a homeless person there, and what they do is when their lights are red, they start walking alongside the cars. And it took me a while before I even noticed them. That's on top of the encampments, you know, homeless people everywhere. And suddenly one day, it began to bother me. Here I am driving, you know, by them, and I just, not maybe crossing the other side, but I'm looking the other way. I mean, it's uncomfortable when you're standing there and they're walking up to your car and here I'm in my collar and am I doing anything? It bothered me. And little by little, I decided, you know, I can't just ignore the situation. I remember the Good Samaritan parable. I remember the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. And I felt I'm being those people ignoring what I'm seeing in front of me. So I began to help them out. I gave myself a budget every week, how much I can spend, because like I said, I drove twice every day and they're there every day. But then I realized, okay, well, I'm helping like one person, but what about everyone else? So I decided to start to praying a decade of the rosary, especially for the homeless every day on my way to work. Living in the kingdom is doing what we know. Right doing, not just right knowing. And a lot of times we're not even aware of it. We just turn away, cross to the other side. Then we look at the Samaritan. Now, as you know, the Samaritans are enemies in a way of the Jews. They differed with them politically, they differed with them religiously. They were not even, they won't touch the same, you know, pots and pans or dishes that they use because they'll make the Jewish person unclean. And yet it was that Samaritan who stopped and helped the wounded person. And not just help them, because in the kingdom of God, it's outpouring generosity, unlimited generosity. I mean, he helps them, he pours out wine and oil, and those were expensive things at those times. He takes him to the inn, he pays for him, and he gives the innkeeper more money that if he needed it to help him, and if he needed more, he'll pay him back on the way back. Wow, what generosity. And what's interesting, we know about all the other three people, the priest, the Levite, the Samaritan, but about the victim of the robbers, the only thing we know that he was a man. In the kingdom of God, it doesn't matter who the other person is. It doesn't matter if they have the same ethnic background as you do, the same color of the skin, the same nationality. It doesn't matter if they're undocumented immigrants. It's your brother or sister. Those questions, those divisions are erased in the kingdom of God. It's all about those who are wounded, those who need our help. And then there is another really character in that parable that a lot of times we don't even notice or think of. Which one I haven't mentioned yet? The innkeeper. Now put yourself in the innkeeper's shoes. The Samaritan comes in. I mean, the innkeeper could be a Jewish person. He takes in, you know, the injured man. He says he will care for them. Then the Samaritan leaves, and he doesn't have to. He could say, well, you know, that's a lot of trouble. This one man person is bleeding. I got to clean my sheets. It can ruin my mattress. Other people might leave. Or he can just take the money and do nothing, throw him out once the Samaritan has left. Now, if that innkeeper was living as a citizen of the kingdom of God, he would take care of him because he has been paid for his efforts. But if he wasn't, he had different options to do. So how does that relate to us today? We might try to see ourselves, am I the priest, am I the Levite, am I the Samaritan, am I the wounded person, am I the innkeeper? I wanted to think of it this way, that the Samaritan is really Jesus. The innkeeper, the wounded victim, is all of us who are still not living in the kingdom of God. We are all wounded by sin. We are wounded by our own selfishness, our imbalanced way of loving. We don't love God and our neighbor as ourselves. But we love ourselves more than God or our neighbor. And thus we start putting all these kinds of, well, who is my neighbor? Do I like him? Does he think like I do? Does he look like I do? But then Jesus is calling us, if we are citizens of the kingdom, to be like the innkeeper, to care for those that Jesus entrusts to us. The church is the inn, and we are the innkeepers. And Jesus brings us all our wounded brothers and sisters, wounded for different things. Maybe it's poverty. Maybe it's, you know, addiction. Maybe it's loneliness, homelessness. But one thing also the world is robbing us from is God and faith. The world is robbing us from Jesus, telling us your faith is a private thing. You can do whatever you want to in your house, in your room, closed behind closed doors. We don't care, but you cannot bring it out to the public arena. We are victims. Victims of secularism, of individualism, of selfishness. And we as a church, as those citizens of the kingdom, we need to be like that innkeeper, take those wounded people in, and give them the tools and help them to go out and live their faith, to regain what was taken from them. Because they won't get it from the world. They won't get it from watching TV or the internet or reading newspapers. We are those innkeepers who need to welcome the wounded and bring him to healing. Bring him to Jesus, who was our greatest healer, because some of those wounds are much more serious than physical wounds. They're wounds that would not lead us to eternal life. And that's why it's important for us to respond to that call from Jesus to become workers and laborers in his fields. The harvest, brothers and sisters, is bountiful. The world is looking for answers, for looking for the truth. And Moses, in the first reading, it's not out there, it's not difficult, it's right here in our hearts. Because we all know what true love is. We might know it, but do we live it? God is love. We can't say we don't know God, because God is love. In every situation that you think you disagree with the church teaching or with the gospel values, I want you to sit down and really think about it. What is the loving thing that will really help us to live that commandment, to love God and our neighbor as ourselves? And if you did do it honestly, without being biased towards yourself, you'll find it's what Jesus taught us, what the church teaches us. Because it's all about our wounded neighbor. It's all about every wounded person. That's our neighbor. That's how it is in the kingdom of God. That's what Jesus invites us to. To be that inn, and we are the innkeepers, welcoming everyone and equipping them to know Jesus, to know God who is love, and to go out and proclaim that the kingdom is at hand.